Welcome to the Bethel Church Podcast. Each week you'll be able to check in for our messages from Sunday and other material. We hope that our messages encourage you in your walk in daily faith with Jesus. Make sure to check out our website, BethelStratford.org.
This morning, I know I say this every once in a while, but there's a few Sundays that are exciting for me. And this Sunday is probably one of my favorite Sundays. This is actually our business Sunday. And nobody really likes to talk about business when it comes to church, but there's certain aspects of the church that we have to deal with as a business and as a corporation and as a charity. And so this morning, we're going to talk about the review of 2022. So if you walked in today and this is your first Sunday with us, you are about to find out everything about us, everything about our ministries, and everything about us financially. And so I probably will talk about you giving, but I'm going to thank you a lot for what you've already given. And so this morning, we are going to dive into this, and this is a morning for me that we get to celebrate God's goodness. And it was, once again, an excellent year, ministry-wise and finances. So there's a few times during this where I'm going to ask you to give yourselves a hand. And so I want you to clap for yourselves. And if you're in the room and you're like a Leaf fan, I want you to clap as if the Leafs won the cup. Like, I want this to be exciting. There are no Leaf fans on this side of the room. Or when I said the Leafs won the cup, they're realists and went like, that's not happening. All right, I'll try to make sure that's my only Leaf shot today. Can't promise. So let's jump into this. I'm going to walk through some key things ministry-wise that we've done. And then at the end, we're going to get into the finances. And so I'm going to talk about some stuff we've done through just the main church. And then we're going to jump into ministry specifically. And so January, this is back when we were doing two services. And you had to pre-register to come. Right? We have come a long way. So we did our first Hearing God seminar, and we had about 90 people registered. And this is just a reminder for you, if you took Hearing God in 22 or this year in 23, we do have the Set Free retreat coming up, and we want you to be a part of that. It's going to be a great time together as we grow in hearing God, but being set free from past hurts, generational things, and breaking off things that continually hold us back. And so it's going to be a great time for that weekend. So make sure you sign up for that. In January, we had our internship student Graham join us. How many people remember him? Right? It was a great time with him as we invested in him and had some fun with him. February, we had our family Sunday. This one here, we couldn't really do things in other places, and so we did it in-house. I don't know if you remember this. We had an art display in the lobby from our own artists in our church. Different people set their art displays up, and we could see and look at those things. We had food trucks out in the parking lot. Everybody remember Sunset Diner was here and the beaver tail truck? I just lost everybody's attention. We also had a snowman building contest. We had a toboggan hill that we had the plows build, this huge toboggan hill that was going to slide down into the yard. And then we found out it slid way farther and faster if we went into the parking lot where the cars were. So us being real good, safe people, we slid into the parking lot because it was faster and farther. We also had some bouncy castles in the gym, had some fun in there. And then in the sanctuary at the same time, we had the concert with the Weebs. And it was such a great time together. Last year in February, we had our business meeting and we announced our plan to plant the St. Mary's site. And so it's been coming up just over a year since our announcement. In March, we were able to come back to 100% capacity into one service, and we were all together worshiping together. But once we came back together in one service, we also in March introduced Name Tag Sunday, because what we realized was we don't know each other. And how many of you are like me, after so many Sundays, you just go, I should probably stop asking their name? How many of you now have a lot of people at church that are buddy, or bud, or hey, how are you? This is why we continue to do Name Tag Sundays, because we realize that we're growing, we continue to get new people, and after a little while, we kind of like, oh, if I ask again, I feel really bad. So now we can just read name tags. Amen? In April, you know what? Masks were no longer required. They're still obviously fully accepted, but it was kind of one of these moments as we progressed out of COVID. We did in April for Easter, we did a scaled down version of Stations of the Cross, and we're going to do a bigger version of that this year that you want to come and be a part of. And those are happening on April 5th and 6th as you come into this church and you're able to walk through the Stations of the Cross that Jesus went through. And if you want to be a part of that, if you want to help us do that, we do need volunteers. And so if you head to our website under events, or if you have the church app and you click on signups, there's a spot there that says Stations to the Cross. It gives you information about that. But then there's another one that says Stations to the Cross volunteers. And there's a whole list of volunteers we need there. So if you can fill that out and join us, it's going to be an amazing time together for that as well. In May, we had Pastor Gary Hayes with us for a Sunday morning and Sunday evening. And in May is when we had our second business meeting of the year, and we voted 96% in vote in favor of planting St. Mary's site. And so that was an exciting day. July, we had our Bethel Cruise Night with close to 100 cars here and a great time of fellowship with people in the community and hanging out together. And so we look forward to that again this summer. August, we did our outdoor service at Upper Queens Park, followed by Simple Dreams Picnic in the Park. And that was a beautiful day. And so we hope to do that again this summer as well. September, see how fast we're flying through the year? Does anybody feel that sometimes the year feels it goes that fast? Like we're already almost in April. In September, we did our annual kickoff here at the church, and we had bouncy castles, we had baptisms and dedications, and we just had an amazing time here at the church. We did our annual school prayer walk where we got together and we walked around some schools and prayed over them, and so we do that in September. Look forward to that again. October, we did our flannel Sunday where everybody gets to wear their flannel pajamas to church, or if you just want to wear a plaid shirt, that's easier. But we all come in flannel, we invite neighbors, and we have Pat Fritz and her apple fritter truck. I'm getting hungry talking. Beaver tails and apple fritters. Anybody else ready? They're not outside. I wish I could say that, oh, they're outside, they're waiting for you. I could say that. I could. Would you like me to say that? I can say it, it's just not true. We also announced in October that Pastor Carlo and Maddie would be leading our St. Mary's site. And that was one of those days where it's like mixed emotions of sadness and joy. And so we're excited for them and we're looking forward to that. And then that led to Pastor Sandy coming on staff, but that was in 23, so it doesn't count this time. Next year. And then by then, it's kind of like, oh, he's here. In November, we did Operation Christmas Child, and that's the shoe boxes. And a lot of times, we actually don't give you a total, but I just want you to know, we sent out 121 shoe boxes. We partnered with Focus on the Family for a marriage enrichment conference here at the church, and we had about 80 couples registered for that from all over Ontario. We had people from Ottawa, we had people from Sudbury, and they came from all over to come to this conference here at the church. In December, Pastor Carlo started St. Mary's Info and Training Nights. We did our annual memorial service here at the church. And thank you for quick thinking from Pastor Melissa and her team. We were able to pull everything together and pre-record our Christmas Eve service because when it came to Christmas Eve, we weren't allowed to drive anywhere. We were locked in with a blizzard that looked like we needed Rudolph. And so that was awesome. So we were still able to join together for Christmas Eve virtually. And so this is kind of a year summed up real fast. We also had 9 families dedicate children through 2022, and we had about 10 baptisms in 2022. Now, as we look at some of our specific ministries, We introduced a new ministry last year that I just want to give you a quick highlight of so you maybe have a better understanding of what it is. We talk about it every week in the weekly news video. We talk about our connect button. We talk about our prayer button, and that's where you can get connected with us. Fill it, give us your information so we can stay connected together. If you have a prayer request, you can click on it, fill it out, and we can pray for you. And then we also have a needs button. And so I want to show you, turn your attention to a video, and this is going to explain a little bit more what our needs button is about.
Hi, Bethel. I'm Cheryl Ferrello. I am the face behind the needs button. I've been at Bethel for about 3 years. And if some of you have gone to the webpage at bethelstratford.org and scrolled down to the bottom and clicked on that needs button and filled out that form, chances are I'm the one that gave you a phone call. Since last summer, this ministry's been going, and we've filled quite a variety of needs. We've mowed lawns for people that were that had surgery. We've moved furniture. We've delivered meals to people who are sick and unable to cook. Take a listen to a couple of the testimonies that we have.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sandy Dunn. I'm relatively new to the Stratford area and new to Bethel within 6 months. And when I moved, I had a sofa bed that I was no longer using and I wanted to donate it. So I looked on the church website, pressed the needs button, and this happened on New Year's Day of all days. So I filled in the form, and within 24 hours, the sofa bed went to a family who wanted it. The real blessing in all of this is that I have met some wonderful people through this donation. I would encourage you, if you've got something to donate or you have a need, go to the website, push the needs button.
Morning, Bethel. I'm Jesse St. Pierre. I just wanted to talk about the needs ministry real quick. I got signed up on a Sunday where we had a bunch of clipboards that were sitting in the lobby. Real simple ministry to give time to. I've had the opportunity to bless some others through things as simple as changing a light bulb legitimately. Another one was cutting grass for somebody who had been through surgery. The nice thing about this is we don't always have every moment to give to a ministry. This one here, the emails come to you. You respond to them as you can do them. I appreciate that because I don't always have the time to give to everything, but when I do have the time to be able to bless somebody through something as simple as this, I just love the opportunity.
My name is Biba Wild. My husband Jim and I have been attending Bethel since 2000. We were recently in a situation where we were going to welcome some Ukrainian refugees into our home, and we needed some things to make this happen. We had a leaky faucet. We were in need of a couch to put in the room for them and to provide just a nice sitting place for them, and somebody offered a rug. We live in an old house, there's only one closet, and so we just asked for a rolling rack, and that was provided as well. Within 24 hours, we had all these things come in. It was just remarkable. We were astounded, and since having our couple come to stay with us, I just see how much they appreciate and enjoy being able to sit in this room, just the two of them, and Jim and I. We're just so blessed by this. So thank you. Thank you, Bethel, for that needs button.
Hey, Bethel, I'm Roger Ramsey and a member of the Needs Ministry. This is a ministry you want to be a part of, using your hands and feet just to change lives and make some great things happen in the lives of so many people in our community. I was fortunate to have the great opportunity to help a lady in our community who needed some help around the house, and she was so grateful for those few things that we were able to do. But man, did we feel good as Needs Ministry volunteers to make a difference. And that's what it is, making a difference in the lives of people within the Stratford and St. Mary's and all of the Bethel community. Why not today sign up and be a member of the Needs Volunteers?
So this is just an example of a sampling, I should say, of some of the needs that we've been able to meet since last summer. If you do have a need, feel free to go to that needs button and fill out the form, and I'll be in touch with you. We can always use more volunteers, so if you'd like to join the team, email Catherine at info@bethelstratford.org. The more people we have, the more chance, the easier it will be to meet that need. Thank you so much for stepping up, and thank you for serving.
Such an such an incredible ministry and a simple ministry. And so if you want to be a part of that, please contact the church office. Again, it's Catherine. That's with Catherine with a C at BethelStratford.org. And we will get you plugged into that. And if you do have a need, please click that need button and we will help you out as much as we can and work with you to make sure that these needs get met in our community. And so just so you're aware, as a church, this needs button is becoming a little more known outside of Bethel, which is fantastic. And we're getting needs from just people in the community that are reaching out for things. And we've been able to touch hearts through this button. And so share it with people, let them know. And if we can help, we will help. Some of the other ministries that we are regularly doing, and as COVID restrictions released, we started trying to get back into, and one of those was 50 plus. It was a little bit challenged for them over the few years. And so they were able to have their summer barbecue in July at the Clifford's house, which was always a great time to hang out and have some great food. And then they had their Christmas in November, which was another great time together, as it was a white Christmas because they had Bob White sharing. And so whether there was snow or not, it was a white Christmas. Our children's ministry, we're able to get back up to all the classrooms on Sunday morning up and running, and so we're able to do a full ministry now on Sunday mornings. They started something new in 2022, and they did it again this year. They started on Super Bowl Sunday, a Super Cereal Bowl Sunday, and so they got to have some cereal together and hang out together and have a great time. They brought back Party in the Park during the summer months with help of our summer students, that we could run some games and activities in the park in town and minister to people who were just at the park, moms or dads who showed up with their kids, and all of a sudden they could kind of hang out, and we entertained them and taught them different things and played and had some fun. We did a family gingerbread building contest. Now, something that was super awesome is we were able to bring back our Heavenly Hoops camp last summer. And in that camp, we had 8 children who accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Now, Heavenly Hoops is up and running again this year. We registered in 2022, so technically it's in 2023, so I look forward to sharing more information with you about that. But here's the thing, the program that we ran this year, in the past, we've run 4 divisions. This year, because we're trying to get volunteers, we ran 2 divisions. And so if you want to be a part of Heavenly Hoops and you want to help us with this program, I would love for you to connect with Les or Jason or Katie, and you can email them at hoops@BethelStratford.org. Again, it's just hoops@BethelStratford.org. But Les, do you mind standing for a quick minute? This is Les. I know that Jason's not with us. Katie, will you be mad at me if I get you to stand real quick? No? Okay. I was waiting for a nod. I'm like, no, I'm done. So if you want to talk to one of them after the service, they would be more than willing to help you get plugged into this incredible program. It's so much fun, and it's a great time to get connected with people in our community as well. Junior high, January, we had our internship student Graham involved with Vicky Bro, and they stepped up and led and helped lead this junior high program, which was great. And then it ended with an amazing trip to Sky Zone, and where they were able to have a lot of fun, and nobody got hurt, so that made it even better. In the summertime, they had some connect groups throughout the summer, being able to hang out together and have some fun in the summer. And then in September, Chris and Sherry Oldham, they stepped up to oversee the junior high ministry, and they had an incredible, yeah, give them a hand. They had an incredible kickoff in September with 35 students attending. And then in October, while we were doing Givetober, and if you're not sure what that is, we'll get into it a little bit farther. But they had their own Givetober where they had donations for the House of Blessing, and we were able to bless them. Does that sound weird, House of Blessing, blessing them? No? Everybody's good? All right. Sounded weird coming out. In November, there was Momentum, and they took 17 junior highs to junior high Momentum, which is, if for some of us that are older, that's like a junior high conference. They don't call it conference because it doesn't sound as cool, so they call it Momentum. And so they took 17 students to that, and we have an incredible group of leaders on team with Chris and Sherry. And so I believe Sherry is downstairs, but Chris, if you don't mind standing, and I know we just gave a clap, but the rest of the team that's with them, will you just stand real quick if you're involved with junior high ministry? Over here, thank you, Andrew. Atticus stood up real fast and sat back down. It's like he got a little shock or something. He was like up and down. But we have some great junior high leaders, and many of them are students as well. And so that's always exciting to see as we continue to raise up leaders. And so thank you for that. Men's ministry, we did our Super Bowl pregame show last year. Did anybody miss the pregame show this year? A few people did. Okay, I was actually hoping that you didn't raise your hand. I'm just getting tired of wearing the football helmet. But okay, so if you enjoyed it, maybe we'll talk about bringing it back. It's just, it hurts my head. In March, we did a wing night, and then on Father's Day, we gave away some prizes, and then every father walked out of here, every man over 18 walked out with a hot dog and a dad's root beer. In the summer, we ran four different connect groups, and if you're interested to running a connect group, will you please contact me? It's as simple as chat@bethelstratford.org. You're going to find out that our emails are very simple. If you remember @bethelstratford.org, you're going to be able to get a hold of us. And so if you want to run a men's connect group, and if you're like, Chad, what's that like running a men's connect group? You pick something that you want to do, and then you let us know. We put it on our website. Guys sign up. They show up. And that's about it. If you pray at the beginning, awesome. This is it. We want people connecting. So as we talk about connect groups, this is what it is. We just want people connecting. And so we had a few different connect groups throughout the summer, and it was a lot of great fun. And we actually had one where a guy invited guys over to their house, and he barbecued or he smoked the meat for them, which has led into like a monthly wing night that guys are going to. And so if you are not a part of that, if you're like, there's a monthly wing night, who left me out of this? It just means, you know how we have name tags? It just means we haven't connected with you. So if you want to get connected with that, I didn't talk to these guys, but I think I saw, was Ryan? He just popped out. So Ryan will be back, but there he is. That's Ryan there. I love the fact that he has no idea what we're talking about. Okay, I have to watch time, but here's a quick rabbit hole story. The funny part about that was I was just speaking to somebody in the hallway before service, and I said if I was ever going to center somebody out in the service, I would do it to somebody like a friend, like Ryan. And so what made it fun is he's now sitting down in phase like this is what actually happened. But the fact that I centered him out during the service just made it awesome. Because then he accused me of not actually having friends. And so this is what happens. So we had some guys do some working on some cars, whatever. So this is what it is for men and ladies, because we're going to talk later for ladies. I won't take as much time. If you... There is no way to take that back. This is what you will hear many times in my house. I'm sorry, that's not what I meant. So if this is your first time with us, this is normal for me to put my foot in my mouth. What I meant to say was, I won't talk as long about how to get involved. That doesn't help. But anyway, so, you know what? So we had connect groups. Man, it was great. If you're interested, contact me. And tonight, actually, men, there's a thing over at Jubilee. I'm really trying to pull this back. It's not going to work. But if you still want to come out tonight at Jubilee, you can sign up online. Food starts at 5 p.m., and then the seminar starts at 6. And it's going to be a great time together. Another thing we did was small groups. In the winter months, we had about 11 small groups running with an average of about 80 people in attendance. This fall, we had around 9 groups running with probably an average of about attendance of about 60 people. But why that was happening in the fall, we also had our Steps Across the Bridge class running, which was starting point, and that's our first step for Across the Bridge. As you come in, you'll see that we have some posters on the wall that says, we are a bridge to life with Jesus. And so we've created Steps Across the Bridge. And what that means is when you come into our church, if you're getting connected with Bethel, or you've never had a relationship with Jesus and you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we actually have a plan for you. We actually have steps for you to take, and we call it Steps Across the Bridge because our mission statement is we're a bridge to life with Jesus. And so we want you to know the steps you have to take instead of us saying a prayer and then saying, good luck to you, figure it out. And so we have these steps. And so the first step was starting point, and this was running before everything kind of got closed down. And so now we're getting it fired back up. And so if you have questions about Steps Across the Bridge, please see myself, and I will help you with that. Or you can go to our website, and you'll see some of the steps there, and we will run those throughout the year. And we also had a parenting course running at the same time. Now I feel like I have to take a little bit of time here. We also had our ladies ministry, which is amazing and awesome. They started the year off with cross-country skiing at the Schiffkoss place and had a great time. In May, they did a paint night together. They did a dessert exchange in June with about 80 ladies participating. They had 9 connect groups running. And if you're interested in running a connect group this summer, ladies, please talk to Pastor Melissa and let her know. And I can elaborate what a connect groups are, but I already did it earlier. That's what I meant by I'm not going to take as much time. Still doesn't help. I was wrong. I'm sorry. They had their annual retreat in October with Trisha Gibb coming and sharing with about 70 ladies in attendance. And as always, Trisha did an amazing job. We also talked in our last business meeting about wanting to start up our prayer ministry and have altar time across the front praying together. And so we started that back up, and altar time, as you see at the end of services. But some of you might not know, what our prayer team also does, if you want to be a part of that, you can contact Melissa, and her email address is melissa@bethelstratford.org, right? It's so easy. If you want to be a part of that, contact her, and we do pre-service prayer. So before Sunday morning services, we're praying in the Brooks Room. And if you're like, what is the Brooks Room? If you park in our main parking lot and come in our main doors, if you walk this hallway all the way across, and if once you get to these front doors, if you keep going, there's actually a room right back here. And that's the Brooks Room. And that's where they meet together and pray. And that's where they do pre-service prayer. And then we have the altar time across the front. One of the things they've also been doing is they pray together once a month on Thursday here at the church in the evening. And so you can be a part of that as well. Melissa and her team have been doing some training. There's about 4 of them. Have been doing some inner healing training from a ministry in Arthur. And they hope to bring that, well, not hope, they're going to bring that ministry here to Bethel very shortly as they're trained up and ready to do an inner healing ministry here at Bethel. And so if you want to be a part of the prayer team, if you want more information on the inner healing ministry here at church, I just want you to email melissa@bethelstratford.org. Just seeing if you're with me, it's a lot easier. All right, so then we have our student ministries. Once again, we had our internship student, Graham Drummond, join us, and he joined the team. They launched a discipleship element to the youth ministry called grade groups, where they put students in their grades, and they have leaders with them. And so when they do a message and when they share on a Wednesday night when there's a preaching, they go into their grade groups to discuss and to get mentored a little bit deeper and create a relationship with a leader for a little bit more one-on-one connection. In February, they raised $1,500 for ShelterLink. And then Bryden and Zach, I see Zach here. Is Bryden here? Brian's not here, skipping. But because they raised $1,500, these two young men had their legs waxed. It's a great experience. I think if you're involved in youth ministry as a guy, sooner or later your legs get waxed. There's some fundraiser that your legs are going to get waxed. Yes, Jeff, your legs will get waxed. I think the youth, Pastor Sandy, I think you should do a fundraiser for youth. For just make up a reason, and we will give to it just to see Jeff wax his legs. In March and September, they had United Nights where they joined and invited our junior high program to join them. And so that way it's a little bit easier bridging those ministries as students transition from one ministry to another. And they had an incredible night together there. They went to Overflow, where they took 50 leaders and students to Overflow. A great time as Overflow is back up in person, and so that was wonderful. They had a great trip to Canada's Wonderland. I don't think any kids threw up, did they? So it was an average trip to Canada's Wonderland. Okay, it's a good trip to Canada's Wonderland. They went to Activate Youth Camp. I actually didn't have a number for that. Do you know? A good number. We'll say 40, 30, somewhere around there, which is a youth camp at Brayside. So remember how we used to go to youth camp? They now call it Activate. It's over the weekend, and they did a fantastic job there and just a great time of ministry. I know some of my own son went. It was just a great time of fellowship together as students as they grow together. They did a youth section retreat again at Brayside where they joined together with other groups, and there's about 200 students in total at this retreat. Pastor Carlo finished well. He wrapped up his time. He wrapped up his time with us in student ministries as he even started and prepared for St. Mary's. And so, Pastor Carlo, we want to thank you for 6 years of incredible student ministries pouring into our students, preparing a great foundation for Pastor Sandy to build on. Can you show your appreciation? Can you please remember and promise to pray for Pastor Carlo and Maddie as they launch St. Mary's, because in 2 weeks, Easter Sunday is their very first service over in St. Mary's. And so they covered our prayers, they covered our support, they cover our financial support, all of it together. I just remind everybody, especially the membership, we voted 96% in favor. That means only 4% of you are allowed to not do anything. I'm just teasing. Love 100% of you to do it. But we want to support them, and we want them to know that we're behind them. And so when they launch, they're going to launch Easter Sunday in April, and then they're going to do one service a month until September 10th. And then we're going to launch September 10th, and we're going to meet every Sunday in St. Mary's at the high school. And so we just want to continue to pray for that, support them, and be a part of that. So if you're from the St. Mary's area, or you're just part of Bethel, and you feel a pit in your heart of like, man, I didn't know about St. Mary's, I'm just hearing about it now, or I've known for a little while, and I'm just not sure what God is speaking to me, will you talk to Pastor Carlo, hear his heart, hear the mission and the vision for that, and see what God is speaking to you. And just see where God wants you, if he wants you here at Bethel Stratford or in Bethel St. Mary's, as we continue to grow and reach our community. We also have missionaries. We continue to support our missionaries, and you can see them on the wall just outside the sanctuary over here. You'll see a map with a bunch of pictures around it, and we're trying to update that with their names and where they are so you can see exactly who they are. But you can go to our website, you'll see their picture, where they are, and we try to keep that up to date as we get their newsletters or their news videos. We try to put that on there so you can follow up and see what they're doing. And so we continue to do that. We also raised money last year to send a missions team this year to the Dominican. And so they came back, and we're going to take a few minutes right now. I'm going to invite Conray to come. He's going to introduce a video. As he comes to introduce the video, for those watching online, we don't have the copyright for the music that's in this video. And so you're going to see pictures, but you're not going to hear music. And so the ones in the room, you get to enjoy the music and the pictures.
Thank you. I just want to thank, first of all, my wife, Kim, for being my partner in missions. And she speaks 5 languages, and it helps me a lot. In the news lately, if you watch world news, Canada is donating $100 million to Haiti for police reinforcement. We're putting a boat down there and a couple helicopters. But what I wanted to show you is what you guys did with $35,000. And so the video highlights the work of the trip, which started last year. I want to thank Paul Carnegie for helping with the wild game dinner that we had. We grossed over $11,000 for this work. And so the video you're going to see will be followed up with Mark Jones is just going to speak briefly on his experience on the trip. On this video or slides combination, you'll see a church roof that you guys replaced in Santana. And the music on the video is actually from a service that we attended in this church. All right. We built a new sewing room. We brought three sewing machines down. We fed over 400 children in three feeding programs. We fed 24 elderly people. We feed them all year round. And the interesting thing about that is there's one fellow on the video. He turned 112. And so he's still alive. And you guys have been feeding him for 4 years. So that's part of it. And we do many other things there. We had two vision clinics, and it was a very busy trip. So I just want to thank all of you for sending, basically the last 2 years, $35,000 down. And I want you to know that all these kids are fed until next March, and all these elderly will be fed until next year.
I just want to say thank you to Brian for putting that together, a snapshot of our trip. There were so many memories on this trip that I could talk about, but unfortunately, pictures just don't do justice for what you see in person. Doing three children's feeding clinics, feeding programs, a seniors feeding program, and two vision clinics, I saw firsthand the hurt of just trying to survive. But I also saw the joy and the happiness of people coming in who cared and made a small difference in these people's lives. I especially was focused on the children's programs because I felt a wave of emotions that came over me. Now, I wasn't quite sure what it was all about, not sure what God was trying to tell me. But it was stirring something inside of me. After coming back and reflecting for a few days, I realized what it was. I'm just going to tell you a quick story. I'm not sure, probably most of you don't know that I was adopted, and the first 3.5 years of my life, I was in an orphanage in Bangladesh. I don't think I had any recollection of those first 3.5 years until I went to the Dominican. Going into some of those bad days and seeing those kids, it made me reflect and understand what I might have went through in the first 3.5 years living in that orphanage. And realizing I was one of those kids. So my one and only mission trip was back in 1993, 31 years ago. And it was a great trip. But being on this trip was special. And I was part of an amazing team that made a difference in these people's lives. Quickly realizing, after we came back and reflecting on the last 10 days, I realized that we accomplished a lot, but there's so much more that we can do. So someone asked me, will I do this trip again? And my answer to them is yes. But this time, I would love to do it with my family. So Kim and Conroy, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you. Thanks, Mark.
It's an incredible opportunity to go, and the amount of work that you guys got done down there this time is shocking and impressive. And so, Kim and Conroy, thanks for leading this ministry. And so that's where some of your money goes. And so now we're going to jump into the financial part. I'm going to try to walk through this fairly quickly. But financially, we had another great year. And so before I even jump into it, I just want to thank you for your continued support. I'm probably going to say that many times as we walk through this part of it. So let's have a look at our finances. Real quick, if you have the financial report and you've looked at it, I'm actually going to talk to you about a few things that probably raised a couple questions. So I'm actually not going to talk about like, oh, look at this. I want to actually talk to you about questions that maybe you had or hopefully you had. And what I mean by that is there are some numbers that looked a little weird. And so I'm just going to explain to you what happened and where and why. And so if you're on page 4 of the annual report, you'll see as you read through the report, we get it done through an audit and everything like that. But on page 4, you'll see in 2021, our church property building was valued at $2,269,973. And then in 2022, our church property and building was valued at $2,333,955, an increased value of about $64,000. And in that is just the increase of the property and the building. But remember, also last year, we did a retrofit to all of our lighting that cost just around $60,000. And so that's the increase right there where you see the difference. On page 6, under expenditures, you'll see that the first one says administration and that we overspent by $28,802. I know some of you, if this is your first time, you're like, why is he talking about where they overspent? Because I just want to explain it to you so you understand where and why and how. And if $28,000 makes you go, that's a big number, it is. But it's very easily explainable. And so here's how I want to explain it to you. If you look beside where on page 6 where it says administration, you'll see in brackets that it says Schedule 1. If you go to page 10, I'm also helping you. If you ever pick up the financial report and you're like, oh, this looks good, I have no idea how to read it, I want to help you. And so if you go to page 10, it says Schedule 1 at the top, and it breaks down the expenditures. And so one of the first ones it says, I think it's the second line, it says wages, and then it says summer students. What you'll see there is you'll see $41,177 with zero budgeted. And we don't budget for it because as much as we apply for summer students, we're not promised them. And so therefore, we don't know how many are coming. So therefore, it's a cash in and cash out. So that's where the financial difference is in that expenditure. And since we don't know how many, we don't know. And so that's the difference why it looks like we overspent, but it was cash in, cash out. And so here's the amazing thing. If you actually look really close at it, you'll see that the summer students cost us $41,000 and we overspent by $29,000. So what does that tell you? We actually underspent. And so we actually saved money. We didn't spend as much as we actually budgeted for in total. So there are some of the questions that I hope you actually had by looking at the financial report and seeing a couple numbers out. Those are the numbers, and so I just wanted to address them. Now, if you look at the rest of the report on page 6, you'll see that all of this is really good. I want to talk to you real fast about Givetober. Givetober is where we take the month of October and we turn it into Givetober. Givetober is where we encourage everybody to give above and beyond what they normally give into a Givetober fund. And what this allows us to do is respond to needs in the community or in our church without having to come back to the church body. And so the amazing thing is when we first started Givetober, we raised $1,200 the first year. The next time that I have recorded was last year in 2021, we raised $10,000 for Givetober. And what we just brought in 2022 was $24,000. So So this has helped us respond to needs quickly. And so we've met a lot of needs in our community. We've helped pay bills. We've helped with dental work. We help with different things like that. We've partnered with our high school to meet needs there. We have helped support their breakfast program and now their lunch program. And even some of the ladies from our church are going in and making lunch for students in the high school. And so your financial support, your financial blessing has actually opened doors for us to get into the high school and not just give financially, but actually to get our hands and our feet in there and meeting these students. So thank you. You'll see that our overall budget was budgeted at $732,335. That's what we budgeted for revenue, which is also our budget and expenses. In our revenue, we were able to raise and bring in $804,473. So thank you. Like I said, our expenditure budget was the same, $732,335. Of that, we spent $710,260, which means our revenue over expenditures was $94,213. And if you look at page 7 of the report, you will see that at the end of 2022, the cash in the bank that we have as of that date was $205,463. So thank you for your support. We are incredibly financially healthy. And so it's been an amazing year. And in 2023, so this year, we've increased our budget. And what we're hoping to bring in 2023 to cover all of our expenditures is $749,850. And so this is what we're looking to bring in and spend this year. Part of that is our commitment to St. Mary's. Part of that is just what we're doing here at the church. And so as we continue to do ministry here at Bethel, I want you to continue to pray for us, support us. I want you to hear from me that as I report these numbers, it makes my life so much easier when we can do ministry and not sweat finances, that we can concentrate on being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ in ministry and not worrying about numbers. And so I want to ask you to continue to support us financially, but also can you pray for us as staff and as leadership as we make decisions and as we lead going forward? We appreciate and feel your prayers. I ask you to invest time and volunteer with us and join a team. Because I want to tell you something, and I talk about this every once in a while, but my staff spends, I will be honest, probably almost 50% of their time trying to fill schedules, trying to fill spots with volunteers. And so here's a question that I've asked before, I'm going to ask you again. If you love and believe in the ministry that you see here, and you think that our staff does an incredible job, I want you to envision with me what ministry can be done in and through Bethel if our staff spent 100% of their time concentrating on ministry instead of 50% of it trying to do schedules to fill in volunteers. Imagine what can happen. And the only way that changes is if everybody, every part of the body of Christ does their part and volunteers and plugs in. And then the body of Christ operates at 100%. Because I don't know about you, when part of my physical body isn't operating correctly, I feel it. And I know that I'm not running at 100%. And so just imagine what the body of Christ can do. So I want to encourage you to pray for us. I encourage you to sweat with us, to come and work with us, invest your time and invest your finances. But most of all, at the end of today, what I want to do is say, thank you. Thank you for your continued support. I'm going to close the service in prayer, and then we are going to transition to our business meeting. And so if you're in the room and you're a member of Bethel Church, I'm going to get you to sit in these two sections. But everybody that calls Bethel home is welcome to stay. I encourage you to stay. Understand a little bit part of it and see what we're doing. And then we're going to transition into that meeting after I pray. And so if you want to stay, please. And if you're not a member, just sit on one of the outside sections. And then the members sit in the middle. And we'll be able to progress through this fairly quickly. Can we pray together? Let's stand together. Father, I thank you for another amazing year here at Bethel Church. Lord, we don't take for granted what you're doing and how you continue to bless us. And so, Father, as Moses said, Lord, show us your ways. And Lord, help us that wherever we go, we're in step with you. We never want to step anywhere that you're not, Holy Spirit. So help us in many ways, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my prayer always is, don't let us get ahead of you, but don't let us fall behind. Help us to stay in step. And so, Lord, we thank you again for your blessing over this house. Continue to guide us and lead us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for checking out this week's message, Bethel Church Podcast. We hope that it's blessed you and encouraged you, and that you come back and check out next week's message as well.